Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Acts chapter 2, verses 41 through 47. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Acts, the second chapter. So those who received Peter's word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, the breaking of the bread, and to the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles, and all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all, as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The image of the early church in Acts 2 is so idyllic, if we just cut out this pericope alone. It should not be surprising, then, that people wish to imitate it, whether it's the communists or just the latest Christian revival movement. But the most surprising part to me in this text is that it says they had favor with all people. If only Christianity were favored with all people today. If they saw our wonders and were impressed by us, then we might gain in strength. Then we might see our own people glad to be engaged in home and church alike. Then we might be willing and unafraid at last to share our wealth with one another in the church, to hold all things that we have together in common for the good of the church and her members. And if all of that were in place, surely then at last we would have time to sit down and devote ourselves a little more thoroughly to the teaching of the apostles, maybe to the Holy Communion, maybe to the prayers. But this last part is really the core, isn't it? This is the uniquely and essentially Christian part of this picture. It's also, by the way, where the communists lose all their interest in this idyllic scene. This is what stands at the head, not the tail, of our description of the church in Acts 2. And it comes as the natural result of the real story, I suppose, in Acts 2, Peter's Pentecost sermon and its results, that they received his word, that they were baptized, which is how there were added that day about 3,000 souls to their number, and then day by day, more being saved. The main event in Christ Church is what we so uninspiringly refer to as going to church. Hearing the proclamation of God's word, which announces the blessings of his grace in Christ, which pours out the promise of his Holy Spirit and adopts us in baptism, and which gathers us together around the ongoing gifts of enlightenment and sanctification that knit us together into a communion. This is not a chore, my friends. This is our delight. This is not a distraction from our work or from our love toward others. This is the fountainhead of all of that. And you know that it is easy to skip. It's easy to skip the prayers. It's easy to avoid this fellowship, to lose interest in all of the teaching, of course. But it's also easy to assume that all the rest of the scene, the nice parts, right? Those are going to go on happening. Those must happen. keep going on, even if the devotion has to fall away for a time. It's easy to seek godless things, to seek communism, I suppose, or godless capitalism, too. It's easy to chase after all of the wonders, the togetherness, the possessions and proceeds, the responding to needs, and of course, to chase after the favor of all the people. And even, I suppose, to grasp them for a time, in part. Without God's Word, without His sacraments, without the fellowship of Christians asking God for their life day by day. Now, Satan, surely he despises all of these things, the good things that surround the church and the church itself. He can't resist sowing discord and destruction in every government and culture, no matter how they run themselves, no matter how much they like God's Word or not, to tear them apart. But you know, he is able to tolerate real good, like all of the things we see in Acts 2, so long as the goods that save are skipped over, the things that it says the apostles and their followers were devoted to. The devil might even encourage those things within this or that culture or society, so long as they can be used to ensure that no one ever feels the need to ask God for anything. So long as the scriptures can become non-essential. So long as the breaking of the bread becomes an option. In our foreign missions, at last, I think we've come to realize the temptation at work among us in recent years. Yeah, even in the Missouri Synod. We've discovered the astonishing fact that Lutheran missions haven't always led to Lutheran altars. That is, to living, active congregations where the source of everything is the Word and the Blessed Sacrament. Where the front and center matter, the life, blood, and the source of every other blessing and activity is the worship of God. We've discovered also the folly of sending missionaries out with no pastors or congregations to support them, or at least with no intention of seeing one established together with you. The single day, the one-time, powerful, 3,000 souls in one moment day of Pentecost has a glamour to it. It's hard to deny. Likewise, the love and the generosity, the praise, definitely the favor shown in these early Christians, that has an allure to it also. But don't neglect the glue that holds it all together, that holds all of chapter 2 in Acts together. Because the glue, no, actually, this is really what truly inspires and constitutes Christ's church. Our daily bread as Christians is the divine service, which, thanks be to God, still looks very much like it did in Acts 2. The biblical teaching of the prophets and the apostles, Christ Jesus as the cornerstone, and the communion in the breaking of the bread with the prayers interspersed. Out of this, where the gospel reigns among us and the Holy Spirit continues His work begun in baptism day by day, out of this divine service comes the great unity of the Spirit and its accompanying bond of peace, which we love to see and to hear about there in Acts 2. Out of the faith received and nourished in God's gifts, that's where the fruit of good works, of generosity, of patience, and of cooperation, and every praise of God and favor with one another grows. Said another way, abiding in His Word, we are truly His disciples, and we find our freedom. Therefore, dear brothers in Christ, Today's message is absolutely clear. Abide. Continue. Hold fast. Seek first. Give attention to. Persist in. Devote yourselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, the breaking of the bread, and the prayers. And then do not be surprised when all of these favors are added to you also. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the congregations of the Minnesota North District and their pastors, together with all schools, teachers, and church workers. We also pray for Chaplain Chad Shishke, who is deployed. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.